So the first interpretation, I'm just going to talk about these very, very briefly. The first interpretation that's gaining popularity is called the many worlds interpretation. And that says that there is an objective reality. In fact, there's more than one objective reality. In fact, every time an electron has to decide which hole to go through or make any decision whatsoever, the whole universe splits into two. And in one universe, it goes through the top hole. In the other universe, it goes through the bottom hole. You split into two. I split into two. We fall into different universes. And in the different universes, we'll never know of the other one. But because there are a massive amount of particles, even in a grain of sugar, doing all sorts of weird things all the time, pretty much there are an infinite number of universes all the time, splitting into an infinite number of other universes all the time. Yeah? So it's many, many worlds. Well, the appeal of that for physicists is that it says there's an objective reality. And yes, a lot of physicists hold to that. Many worlds theories. There are also theories called hidden variable theories, which say that, well, something else is going on at a deeper level of reality than we can ever know. And David Bohm, who I quoted earlier, is an exponent of one of these. And he has a lovely analogy, a sort of image. He says, well, imagine a dancer on a stage with two spotlights on the dancer. Imagine the shadows that causes as the dancer dances. So you'll have two shadows as the dancer dances. And then he says, well, imagine that you couldn't see the dancer, but you could only see the shadows. Yeah? So you'd suddenly see these two shadows are somehow being interconnected. You'd see them moving in synchronicity together. And you'd think that there was something amazing going on because these two separate things were behaving as one. But that's because you couldn't see the uniting principle of the dancer. Yeah? And he's saying, well, underlying the fabric of our universe, there's a deeper reality which connects everything together. Yeah? But we can't see that. So we think of things as separate. So that's another interpretation. A third interpretation that I only read about recently that seems to have gained popularity in the 90s is that you do have particles travelling backwards in time, fixing things after the event, behaving themselves, but only by travelling backwards in time. Philosophically, things going backwards in time, well, if you've seen Doctor Who, it causes all sorts of problems. But interestingly, all of those other interpretations all imply interconnectedness. They all imply that everything is interwoven, that separateness is illusory. All of them. There's not a single interpretation of quantum physics that seems to be able to get away from the notion of interconnectedness.